Good evening. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. Let us begin by thanking our host, Jake Wyman, for making this possible and his efforts to ensure that we all have an opportunity to learn Torah every night of the week, plus a lot more. ShareEnjoyment.com is growing by leaps and bounds, all because of his passion and energy of him and his of Chaverim, his friends, who are dedicated to see the success of this endeavor to its fullest. Likewise, we want to begin by thanking our sponsor, who has dedicated the Shir L'Zecher U'L'Ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. And likewise, at this time, it is given that we are going to learn as a zuchus, merit, that Hashem should have rachamim upon the hostages, captives in Eretz Yisrael. There are over 200 of Achenu B'nai Yisrael who are at this moment in grave sakana. Likewise, we are mispalel for all of the injured, those that have been injured by the terrorists and the chayolim who have been injured in battle. And likewise, we are mispalel and learning that the zchus of learning should be a zchus for siyata d'shmaya, that our chayolim be matzliach to their fullest in achieving their mission, and everyone in Klal Yisrael should have nechama and simcha in witnessing the Yeshua Hashem b'koroiv mamish. And likewise, as a zchus liyas neshama for the niftarim, those that died al kiddush Hashem. One last announcement to thank, a special thank you to Mitch Green, who is really devoted in a very unusual way to make sure that all the technical details of this endeavor go as smoothly as possible. He's striving to make ShareEnjoyment.com better and better. With that, let us begin. Parashas Lech Lecha, it's a beautiful parasha. There are so many inyanim. I'd like to speak about tonight something which is a little bit more esoteric, something that is a little bit off the beaten path. And that is the milchama, the war between the four kings and the five kings. In the beginning of the fourth Aliyah, the Torah, it would appear to be uncharacteristic of the Torah to go into such detail describing this war that took place in the time of Avraham Avinu between kings. Between, there were a total of nine kings that were involved in this, it would appear, a world war. And the only detail that we really need to know is that Lot was captured, and Avraham saved Lot, and Lot was saved, and pretty much that's it. In the process, we learned about Melech Sedom. He came out, and Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Vayivarachir, Vayomar, Baruch Avram, Lekel Elyon. They are definitely very, very important limudim that we derive from this story, this episode. But the beginning of the story appears to be a bit over the top. Let me read to you the psukim describing the portion that is obviously a little bit more than what we would expect. This is the beginning of the fourth Aliyah. Give me one moment. I'm having a hard time actually finding it in my Chumash. Okay, here we come. Here we come to a portion in the Chumash. It was the time of Amraphel, the king of Amraphel. Perik Yud Dalet. Vayihi was Bimei Amraphel Melech Shinar. That's number one. Aryoich Melech Elothar. That's number two. Number three, Kidor Looimer Melech Elam. And number four, Visidol Melech, the king of Goyim. Asu Milchama, they made war with five kings. Who are the five kings? Ezbera Melech Sedom, Dirsha Melech Amorah, Shinov Melech Adma, V'shem Eiver Melech Tzivoyim, U'melech Bela Hi Tzoar. So we have over here a list. We have over here a list of five kings that are fighting with the four kings. Rashi, when he enumerates the five kings, he goes out of his way to tell us the extreme wickedness of character of the five kings. And let me read you the Rashi. The name of the five kings are Bera, Birsha, Shinov, Shem Eder, and number five was Bela. Rashi, what's the meaning of the name Bera? Bera comes from the word Ra. Rashi says, Ra la Shamayim, v'ra la Berios. He was evil to heaven and evil to man. King number two, Birsha, Rashi. Shenis Allah Birisho. He excelled in his wickedness. Shinov. What is the etymology of the word Shinov? It is a contraction of two words. Sone, Shinnun, and Av. Sone, Oviv Shebashamayim. He hated his father in heaven. King number three. Shem Eder. It's also a contraction of a composite of two words, which are Son Eder. He set upon himself wings, lo'uf, to fly, the likpoitz, and to jump, the limroid, and to rebel, be'hakadosh baruch hu. So the four kings on this team, four of the five kings, Rashi goes out of his way to tell us that their rishus, their wickedness, is rooted in their name. And then we come to king number five. His king number five, Pasuk says, Bela, Umelech Bela, the king of Bela, he Tzayar. Rashi says, there is no name. King number five does not have a name. Shem Ho'ir. The name of the city is Bela. And Bela has a king who is anonymous. And then the Pasuk tells us something that is really not relevant to our discussion, at least it wouldn't seem so. The city of Bela is the same city that we otherwise call Tsoar. Tsoar was one of the five major cities of Sidon. Okay? So there's a question here, an obvious question. This question is discussed by the Sifsei Chachamim. The Sifrei Chachamim is a super commentary on Rashi that appears in almost every Mikros Gedolos, and even in our regular Shul Chumash, there is usually what's called an Iker Sifrei Chachamim, which is a selection of just the major points of the Sifrei Chachamim, his comments on Rashi. And what I'm saying now pretty much is rooted in his words. Most of what I'm about to say is really, really found there in very, very, very short, very few words. Just want to elaborate and maybe bring out a little bit more, a little point. And he says the following. He says, he takes note of this approach of Rashi, that four of the five kings were thoroughly wicked, to the degree where Rashi points out that their name captures the nature of their wickedness. But the fact that king number five, his name is not listed, is an indication that he was not wicked, or certainly not as wicked. Because if he was, then if Rashi went through the effort of telling us that four of the five were so wicked, we can see their wickedness in their name, why wouldn't the Pasuk list, and that's the reason why their names are mentioned, why wouldn't the Pasuk list mention the name of the king of Bela? And the Sifrei Chachamim, he explicitly writes that from his understanding of Rashi, the king of Bela was not as wicked as the other four kings. And perhaps he was not wicked at all. We don't really know. But certainly his wickedness or his nature did not come anywhere near the degree of wickedness of the other four kings. And as we started to mention when we began this year, the Torah is going out of its way to tell us this. We could summarize this story in a lot less. There was a war between four kings and five kings. I don't think we would lose sleep if we would not mention the names of the kings and all the details, and we would cut to the chase and present the information we need to know regarding Lot and Avraham. But yet the Torah is going out of its way to tell us about these five kings and to let us know four of the five were extremely wicked and the other king was not so bad. That is very telling, because we all know it is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheina. When a person connects himself, is a partner with wicked people, wicked individuals, it rubs off. And for a person to be able to maintain his righteousness, his independence, when in an environment of wicked individuals, that is quite a feat. L'havdil elef alfei havdalos, look at Avraham Avinu. Avraham was the Ivri. He was on one side of the world, and everyone else in the world was on the other. The whole world were deniers of Hashem's existence, pagans, all different terms to use to describe their ignorance, their wickedness, or their willful disobedience of Hashem, whereas Abraham was a maimin, a believer. He recognized Hashem created this world. The world has a creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach. He oversees, and everything that happens in this world is done through his will, intervention, his guidance. And he was able to be oimid in the nesayin of not being affected by his environment. Now, there's something very important here that it tells us after we mention the five kings. When we get to king number five, we're told that there was a city called Bela, and the absence of the name, as we mentioned, indicates that the degree of wickedness was nothing close to the other four. And then we're told this city, Bela, is the very same city called Tsoar. And what is important to know about Tsoar? Next week's parasha, Parsha Sayera, we learn that Hashem comes to Avraham Avinu and tells him, I am about to destroy Sodom and all of its suburbs, including Tsoar. Tsoar was one of the five cities of Sodom. And Avraham Avinu is responsible for the people of Sodom. And after long prayer, Hashem says, I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do. Sodom and its suburbs will be destroyed. The Malach goes to Sodom to save Lot. And Lot then says to the Malach, please, do me one favor. Don't destroy the city of Tsoar. Why? Vehi Mitzor. Because its sins, Rashi there tells us two perushim, let's focus now on one perush, its sins are small. The people there, they're not so wicked. Relative to the other four cities of Sodom, Tsoar is not as bad. Mitzar means it is small in number, it is little. And the Malach says, shockingly, to Lot, correct. We will do you this kindness, and we will not destroy the city of Tzoar. Vayoyimer Elov, the Malach says to Lot, Hinei nasasi fanecha gam ladavar hazeh. We have listened to you also regarding this matter. Levilti hofki esoir asher dibartu. We will not destroy the city of Tzoar. Maher, quickly. Himole shama. Kila ucha lasos davar ad balachos sham until you come there. Al kain. That's why it's called Tzoar. Because, as Lot said, and Rashi tells us, it has not sinned all that much. And therefore, you can afford to spare this city. And let's ask the obvious question, and really the Sifsei Zakein, the Sifsei Chachamim alludes to this. Why wasn't Tzoar as bad as the other cities of Sidon? The Anshei Sidon Chatoim Urshoim L'Hashem Od. And the answer to that question takes us back to this week's Parsha, when we learn about the world war, the nine kings, the four kings against the five kings. And when we look at the team of the five kings, the Psukim tell us the names of four of the five kings, and Rashi points out each one of their names carries with it their wickedness, but the fifth king wasn't so bad. This city wasn't so bad. The king was not so bad, and that's why there's no need to say his name. We just mentioned the city, the king of Bela. And by the way, Bela is Tzoar. Why did the Pasuk tell us that its name was Tzoar? What difference does that make? The Torah here in this week's parish is coming to tell us how it was possible for Lot to be Mevakesh, to request from Hashem not to destroy Tzoar. The answer is Tzoar was able to maintain its identity, was able to follow in the Nida of Lot's uncle, Avram Avinu, to be an Ish or Ivri. Just like Avram Avinu was able to go up against the entire world, Avraham was on one side of the world, and everyone else was against Avram. Here we have four of the most wicked people in the world. And then there's number five, Bela, the king of Bela. And the king of Bela was able to say, I'm not going to be like you. I'm not going to be as wicked like you. I'm going to be different. This was the Nida of Avraham Avinu. And Lot understood that. And Lot was Mispalo, saved Tzoar. And Hashem agreed. It's called Tzoar. We need to understand why it was. It wasn't just because they sinned less than the other cities. It's much more than that. It's because they were together with wicked people and did not sin. There's a very big difference between not sinning versus when you're part of a team of Rishoyim and you're able to separate yourself and not sin, go against the grain of your environment. That is a completely different stratosphere than just not sinning. Again, there are times people have nisyonos and they decide not to sin. That is noble, that is praiseworthy. But to be in a seziva, in an environment where everyone is sinning and everyone is thoroughly wicked, Bela, Birsha, Shem Ever, names which bring out their wickedness, and you're part of that group, and you say, no, 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 I will not sin. That requires enormous courage, power. And the fact that the Psukim emphasize this here, Melech Bela, the king of Bela, by the way, Bela is Tzoar. Now you'll understand when we come to the next parsha, Parsha Sayera, and Lot says, you don't have to destroy Tzoar. And Hashem says, you are correct. I will not destroy Tzoar. And that's why it's called Tzoar. They go together. Thus, it was necessary to tell us about the five kings. It's not redundant. It's not just extra psukim that are telling us irrelevant bits of information. This information to lay out the depth of their rishus is necessary to capture the courage and the righteousness of the king of Bela, that he did not join them in their rishus, so that now Lot would be able to say to Hashem, look, this city doesn't deserve to be destroyed. They are like my uncle who went against the grain of what everyone out there in the world was promoting. And Hashem said, you're right. And you will be saved in Tzoar. And this is very important because Lot, from Lot comes the Melech HaMashiach. Torah spends a lot of time with Lot. In last week's parsha, the end of last week's parsha, Noach, and this week's parsha, and next week's parsha, Lot is a major player in Chumash Bereishis. Why? Why? Lot was a complicated person. Lot was, he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Why does the Torah spend so much time on Lot, especially once we have Avraham Avinu? And the answer has to be, from Lot comes the Melech HaMashiach. Lot had two daughters, and the details we all know are very uncomfortable. But from Lot comes Ammon and Moab, and Moab comes Ruth HaMoaviah, and Ruth HaMoaviah is the matriarch of David HaMelech. And David, Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, is the Malchus Beis David, the Melech HaMashiach. The roots and the history of David's Malchus are in Lot. And the Torah emphasizes Lot, the story of Lot. And Lot was saved in Tzoar, only because Lot was able to recognize the He Nitzor. It is small in sin. And simply, you'll just say it means small in sin. There's not the number of Averos, the number of years, the number of Averos. But this week's parasha opens up a new dimension. Bela, Bela, He Tzoar, the Melech of Bela. We're not going to mention his name. That has a lot of meaning when the other four kings on this team, of this conglomerate, are all mentioned. And Rashi goes to town to extract the depth of their rishus, but not when it comes to Bela. There's no name. The king of Bela. And by the way, remember this. This is a piece of information you're going to need when we come to Parshas Vayera. This is a critical foreshadowing of what's yet to come. Bela is Tzoar. And when the Melech HaMashiach, the progenitor of Melech HaMashiach, needs to find a place to survive, to bring, to be there, to be that part in the chain of bringing Mashiach. Remember, just because the world has gone off the deep end, it doesn't mean you have to also go off the deep end. The world out there today is a chaotic, violent world that's lost its way. The world has everything today, everything you could imagine, except for one thing. What Avraham Avinu said, Rak, the only thing that's missing in the world is, in Yiras Elokim Bamokoim Hazeh. And that is what we need to attach ourselves to, the Yiras Elokim, and not fall into the trap of Bela, of Birsha, and Shomever, and all the other wicked people who have strange ideas that are not rooted in Torah and Yirat Shamayim. And that is where the Melech, the progenitor, the roots of Mashiach can be found. Thank you all for listening, coming to another learning. Again, thank everyone who makes this possible. And may you all have a wonderful, successful week ahead. Torah and Yirat Shamayim. And may we merit to hear very soon Yeshua's v'nechamos for the individual and for Klal Yisrael, and witness the coming of Mashiach b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Good night.